says, Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir says, Loi the Rebbe, Rebbe agrees, no. Linyan Kenas, De Kula Mishalmi. Rebbe agrees that by Kenas, that is the loch of Yama'anis, of Besula, an Arab Besula, somebody's manasa, he has to pay a Kenas. So here Rebbe agrees that if somebody else lives with her, like Kedarka, he does not make her into a bula, that rather the still chayiv kenas. So Rashi says, Noidelin kenas, afagav lini kotlo, loy chashub lo bsula, even though negated to be killed. She's not called a bsula anymore. After the first man lives with her, like Kedarka, she's called a bula, but linyan kenas. Kid Bishain Arusa, that if you have stam a girl that's not married at all, that there's such a loch as somebody forces and lives with her. So there we say, Moidah the Kula Mishalmi. Here Rebbe would agree if 10 people live with her, one after another, Shloike Darko, she's still called the Psula, that all of them have the chiv to pay the kanas to the father. So that's this pasuk, a bula's baal. There is a case that only the husband's bias makes her into a bula, and not the bia of somebody else. When somebody else lives with her, even though 10 people live with her, one after another, if they all live with her, Shalai Kedarka, she's still called a psula, and therefore there would be the chi of kenas. If they are ma'anas and live with her, they have to pay the father the chamishim kosef. The Gemara says, Taka, Maishina Mikotla, why is it different than the case of being killed? So Marin says, Shani Yosef is the difference. The Yom HaKroh, the other post says, Umeish, Ha'ish Ashashachav Imo Levadoi. The mashma, only the man that lived with her, he's killed. In other words, once the first man lives with her, the word levadoi, the first man makes her into a bula. And therefore the second man that lives with her, Nara Marasa, even though she's really still a bsula, because the first one lived with her, Shaloi Kedarka, but still we say she has a locha like a bula, because the pasuk says levadoi. Mashma, only the first one is chayiv skila, and not the rest of them. So Rashi says, levadoi, he himself, kro yiseiru, an extra pasuk. To exceed the Nara l'sasadover, we don't do anything to the Nara. What does the word levado mean to him? Smashman is a case that only the first one is chayiv skila and not the rest of them. Where do we need this chiddush? Where they live with our shaloi kedarka. So here by kotla we say they make her into a bula, that the next one is not chayiv skila. However, not a case where she's married, but rather a case of a psula. Of a regular girl, of a Nara, Psula, there's somebody's manasa, there we see, even though 10 people do it one after another, they're all chayy to pay the kanas. Now the Gemara says, Rabbanin, if so, the Rabbanin, Hai Levadoi, my Avdalei, what do they do with this pasuk of Levadoi? Because the Rabbanin say not, that the Rabbanin say, even by Skilo, the Rabbanin say, that all 10 of them is chayiv. A skila. The Rabbanan say a biyish like a darker does not make her into a bula even for misa for skila. Therefore, the Rabbanan shita is if 10 men live with a nara marasa one after another shloike darkoi, they're all chaya skila. So, what do the Rabbanan do with the extra posik levadoi? So, Marin says mi boile lekratanya. They need it for this halacha. O meisu gam shneim. That they're both killed, mashma, the man and the lady. If they have znus together, you have to kill both of them. So we darshan achiyu shavim kiyechod, divi Rebbe Yashia, until both of them are fit to be killed. That's what Rebbe Yashia darshans. Rebbe Yenis and Amano, omeis ish ashashach avim olavadoi, that there's a case even you kill the man by himself even though you don't kill the lady. So Rashi learns, what's the swara? Rashi learns, it means shneim shavim, v'nei einshin, they're both adults, that will have the chi of misa. Lamuta godla bo la katana. Comes to exclude a case where a man, that's a godol, lives with a girl that she's married, the katana. In such a case, the man is not chayv misa. That's what's mashma from Rashi. That's the spasik of, umesu gam shneyim, that they're only chayv when both of them have the chi of misa. But if only the man has it, then the man is spotted from the chi of misa. That's what Rabbi Oishia dashens. Rabbi Yenison says no. Rabbi Yenison Omar, Umeis ish ashashach v'imol levadoi, means sometimes even the husband, the man himself, is chayiv. Where's the case where he's chayiv and not her? In the case where she's the katana, so katana is not chayiv misa, only the godel, the man is, he's also, that's what we do with this pasuk levadoi. Tosfos says, kashas on Rashi's pshat, this is the way Rashi learns. Right, Rabbi Yechon, the more Rabbi Yechon, high svar minolei, how does Rabbi Yechon know this svara? Im kein is so nichtet krua bulas ish. My bulas bal, shvamina tarti. He also has these two things from the word bulas bal. So Rashi says, hai swara de bal oisa oisa bulas loikadakoi. How does he know the swara that when the husband lives with his wife, shloikadako, he makes her into a bula? How does he know? He used the pasuk bulas bal to teach us that you can marry your wife through bia. So how does he know the special halacha that the husband, when he lives with his wife, shloikadako, he makes her into a bula? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk could have said bulas ish. My bulas bal, what's special about the bal? So shmamina tarti. That the bia of the Baal, when the husband lives with his wife, that's a special bia, and therefore, even though he does it, shaloi kedarko, he does not break up sulim, still she has a lacha like a bula. Now the Gemara says, Yibayli, you have a question like this. Tchilas bia koine. True, the Mishnah says you can marry your wife through bia with living with her. But is the beginning of the bia the kinyan? I save bia koina. No, the end of the bia, when you go in completely, maybe that's when the kinyan is first chal. The Gemara says, what's the difference? Now, if kumina could go in shahara bo, you made hara means you started to go in. It's machalka, exactly what hara means. It's neshiko, or achnosa satara, but it means you made the beginning of the bia, and right away you push the yod of the kibla kadusha miachar. Your wife right then accepted kedusha from another man. Somebody else gave a kess of kedushin, and she accepted it. See if the first bia is kind of the beginning of the bia, she's already married to you, the second one means nothing. But if you say the beginning of the bia is not the kedushin, it's only the end, so here that she accepted kedushin from somebody else first, like, that kedushin would be chal. In Ami or else, another difference would be, l'kayin gadol. Question, could a kayin gadol get married through bia? The halacha is a kohen gadol has to marry a b'sula. He is not allowed to marry a bula. So b'shas the kedushin, she has to be a b'sula. So if the beginning of the bia when he goes into his kohen her right away, that's good, that'll be mutter. But if you told me the beginning of the bia is not the kinyan, the kinyan is only at the end, so at the time of the end already, she's already a bula, so it would be also for kohen gadol to get married through bia. He would have to get married only through shtar or through kesef. So this is the nafkamina. To kokoni besula bebiya. To a kohen gadol could only marry a besula. Can he do it through bia or not? So Mara says, Maya, what's the locha? Rameima says, Mishmei the Rova, the name of Rova, called Haboyel Daita Agamar Bia. Yes, the Kenyan is first chal at the end of the bia. And Tosa speaks out, even though there are other Gemaras that says clearly, Haro is kaina, the beginning of the bia is kaina. But Tosa says it depends. If you just make a beginning of the bia and go away, so that's all you wanted to do, that could be a Maisa Kedushin. But here we're talking about where you are going to make the Gemar Bia. You are going to go all the way in. So in such a case, our Gemara says, then your das is only to marry you at the end of the Bia. And therefore, if she would accept Kedushin from somebody else, or else a Kohen Gadol, he would not be allowed to marry his wife through Bia. Because when you plan to make a Gemar Bia, then we say the Svari is you want the Kedushin first to be Chal by the end of the Bia. E. Burley, you have another question like this. Bia nesuya noisa or yeresa noisa. When a man goes to marry his wife through Bia, does that first Bia only make Kedushin and that's all that the stop there? Or else maybe no, it does a double shot. Maybe that first Bia makes nesuyin also. It makes you nesuyin completely married to her. We'll soon see the difference. The Rashi says, Bia eresa noisa hamakadish bebiya. Mehevayach Bia kinesuyin. Is this Bia mamish like nesuyin? You finished the complete kinyan with your wife? No, it's only like other erisin, like kesef and shtar, that you still have to make a chupri afterwards to make nesuyin. That's the difference. So Mara says, nafkamina, what's the difference? L'yarsha. Now that if the wife dies, the husband yarshins his wife, that's only after they have a kinyan nesuyin. If they only have a kinyan eris and a kinyan kedushin, and then she dies, the husband does not yarshin her. Or else l'tamilu. Let's say he's the kayin. So when can a kayin be metama for his wife, to bury his wife? Only when they have nesuyin. But if they only had kedushin, the kohen is not allowed to be metama for his wife. That's nafkamina. If they make kedusha through bia, is the kohen allowed to bury his wife? Or else, l'hofen edareha. We know there's a special lacha that after you make nesuyin, then the ned that your wife makes is completely up to the husband to make the afara. So the question is, if he made bia here, is it completely up to him? Well, no, it's only like erisin, that the husband and the father have the right to do it together. So Gemara speaks out. If you tell me now this first bia makes the complete kinyan, makes an nisuyin, so then Yorsha, when if she dies, the husband would yashin her, or metamalei could bury her, or meifun nadareh, he's the whole one to make that first nadarim. But v'yamet, if you want to tell me no, erisin oisa, that when you make a kedushin through bia, it still only makes the beginning of the kinyan, only makes erisin, then ain't a yosha. If she dies right away, you would not yashin her. V'yene metamalo, if he's a kayin, he's not allowed to bury his wife. V'yene meifun nadareh, he cannot be meifun nadareh by himself, he'll still have to come on to her father. That's the question. When he mekadesh through bia, does it make nisuyin or only kedushin? Omar Abaye, Abaye says, Toshma coming here. It says, Alochom, that To'av, the father, Zakoy Bevita. He has the schus, the possession over his daughter, Diktu Sheho, his kozuman, she's a katana or a nara. He has the right to marry her off. And he keeps the money, the kesa, bishtar, bia, he can marry her off. Whether it was through kesa, or through shtar, or through bia, or the Zakoy Bevita. If she finds a mitzia, the mitzia, she finds something, she has to give it back to the father. O maisi odeo, if she works, the paycheck goes to the father. O baforis nadoreo, that the father has the right to be made for a nadore. O mekabla zita, who did if the husband wants to give her a get, he can give it to the father. But the enoi oichol peris bachayo, if somehow this daughter has her own property, then the locher is the father does not eat the peris when she's alive. Not like the husband. The father does not eat the payris, the produce of the property that she owns. Nises, let's say the daughter gets married with Nisuyin, then Yeser Olof, like what does Nisuyin do more for the husband than the father had before? That Habal Sha'oichel Peris Pachayeho, that now the husband eats the fruits, the produce of his wife's property when she's alive. That's called the Nichse Melug, even though the goof of the property belongs to his wife still, but the produce, the peris, the husband has a right to eat from it. So that's the maila of a husband has after Nisuyin over the father had before. But he wanted to say here, it says here, Katani Bia, or Katani Nisis. It says here, first the father married off his daughter through Bia, and then it says though, when the husband makes Nisuyin, he has more. So it's mashma Nisuyin you need even after you made Bia. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you, ki katani nisis. When does it say nisis, that it have to make nisuyin? Maybe yashara. Only on the other two kinyonim, of kesef and shtar. But maybe if they made the kinyon of via, that in itself makes nisuyin, you do not have to do another maisa nisuyin. So therefore there's no proof from here. Oh, Rabbi says, okay, Toshima, come in here. There's another locha that says, bas shalosh shanim v'yemechot, a girl that's 3 years old already in one day, is miskadeshes bebiya. She is now called roi to have bia, and if a man wants to marry her through bia, that's called the maisa kedushin. And it means of adam midas av, it means that the father is still alive. But the chiddush is, Rashi says, avapochas mikan, if the girl is less than 3 years old, that's not called the maisa bia. It's a nice and etzba bayin vena bia. It's called like you put your hands in somebody's eyes, it's not called a bia. That's the chiddush. Even though what the father could marry off his daughter when she's 1 day old with kesef and with shtar, but he cannot marry her off with a kinyan of bia. Now v'im bo le yavim kana hu adin, if she was married already from before and her husband died and is mitzvah yibum, if the brother now has bia with her, it's also called a kinyan and he's kind to her. V'chayavim ole mishumeshesish, she's called now Anisha, that if she's married, Midiraisa, let's say the father married off his daughter when she's 2 years old, and now she becomes 3 years old, if another man lives with her, this other man is Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Mela Mishumesa Shish. Yeah, this is really the Kasha Toys asking Rashi's child before Rashi learned Umesu Gam Shneim, that when the girl is a Ketana, then the man is not Chayiv Misa. And here it says clearly that once the girl is 3 years old, it's called a bia, that if another man lives with her, this other man is chayiv misa. So that's Toys Kashmir and Rashi Pshat before. Alright, but here it says clearly, the chayav malem shemeshesh. If another man lives with this girl that was married and she's 3 years old now, this man is chayiv misa. O metama es boyala. That whoever lives with her, she's metama. As Rashi says, kishinid, when she's an ida. Shivas yom chidasivadina dosalov. And when she's 3 years old, she has, if she's a nida, so if another man lives with her, she's metam him also, or metam es boilo.